Okay, so we continue here, Bezer Hashem, in Siv Beis. Siman Tzadiches Siv Beis. We have a couple of things to finish up in Siv Beis before we move on to Siv Gimel. Siv Beis, you remember we had three cases. We had Mim B'Minoi on the Sarev. We had Mim B'Einimini on the Sarev. And then we have a min b'mina uba ena mina this insarev, and in all three cases,
yeah.
With the Rajba and the Taz and the Shach, yeah. We explained it.
Like the Shach, right?
Oh, okay, leave it then. I just want to make sure that we didn't change that.
No, the Ma'aseh became a big machlokes. You know, the Shach, the Prichodosh, they were taka machmer in this case. Prichodesh just leaves it as Tzorachin, and what the Rajba really held, and how the Shulchan Aruch paskins. He understood that the Rajba indeed was Mekel, but he has Tzorachin. The Shach wants to say the Rajba never meant to be Mekel, to be Mata the Minoi. Right. And then we had the Taz and other Achreinim, so we explained based on a Chazon Ish, at a good Mahalach, it explained the Taz. Even the Chassam Sefer, who the Pesachei Tshuva quotes, the Chassam Sefer, you should not be Mekel Keneged the Shach. You mentioned the Chassam Sefer in Chidushim really says a very good Svari. He says the Shach in Kuf, the Taz in Kuftes gives a very good Svari. He seems to go with that. So we left it as a Machlekes Achreinim. Okay. Like many things in your day, it's Machlekes Achreinim.
How would you be basking?
Usually you're Machmer, unless you have another Tziruf. That's what you know. But it. This case would be when you have Mim B'Minoi and Einei Minoi, you're dealing with a Deiraisa, you're dealing with a Rabbanon. According to the Shach, you're dealing with a Deiraisa, right? Because you have the time over here.
That's the problem. Right?
You have the time. But Lamaisa, the Chazon Ish has a very good Taina. Chazon Ish has a Taina, and that's why he speaks very strongly. He says he doesn't understand what the Shach's Kash is. Right, his basic point is
he's saying that Kikar is not like Rabbi Huda says that Mikbamino can be bottled.
Right,
you know, so that somehow you can do siluk, you know, salik.
Salik, yeah.
The Tam Kikar functions differently, right? You can't do salik. So you have to say, what's the difference?
The only problem really what we had with the Chazon Ish is that, and he concedes to, is that you don't need the lumdus of Salek according to him. What his taina is...
Oh, the Chazon Ish says you don't need Salek?
That's what he comes. Oh. What his taina is like this. It says that when you have time going into the Einei Minoi of Heter,
right,
and you have the Einei Minoi of Issa going into that Einei Minoi of Heter, right? He says you have a time going a time kicker. So he says, yeah, but you also have the other min. You have the time of the other min going in. So you can't tell me that this is full time kicker because you have the other min also, right? So you don't even know what you're going to be tasting.
Okay.
So really, that's what he says. So what do you need Salek for? The Salek tries to say, let's move this thing aside and let these two hammer it out against each other. Right? The Mimimina is Mavatlet. Right? But here you really don't need that. According to his story, you don't really need that. So he really, the way he says it is that Raj was just using a borrowed terminology. Just like you see when you have three different meanings, you could view one of them is not here. This case also be Mut.
Right.
But Amais is a good svara, and it seems that the Chassam Sefer really went with that svara also based on the Taz. Okay, so and that was the case. So we said when we have a Mim B'Minoi, where it's Batel Barayv, you only deal with an Issa Drabbanon, you can be Mekel. You have a Mim B'Einei Minoi, where you have a Tam Ke'ikr, which we paskin like Rabbeinu Tam Ke'ikr is Deiraisa. So there you're dealing with, you need Shishim Deiraisa. If you have a Suffolk, if you have Shishim, why? What happened? Either it was Nishbach, some of this, or you served some of it, you ate some of it, and therefore you don't know if originally there was Shishim. But in that case, where it's a Mim B'Einei Minoi, you have to be Machmir, because it's a Deiraisa, so Suffolk Deiraisa L'Chumra. And then in the case of Mim B'Minoi V'Einei Minoi, then we came out, it was a Big Machlokes Achreinim. Yeah, so on the surface it would seem you'd have to be Machmir, but certainly if any other reason, maybe you have some Ruba would be enough, that you can be Mekel like those who are Mekel like the Taz and the Chazon Ish. So this is all by what? By a Deiraisa and a Drabbanon. So we seem very clear. If we would ask, what's the din if you have a Suffolk Deiraisa and you have a case of Nishbach? And now we can't determine if there was Shishim or not. What's the halacha? If it's a Deiraisa, You have to be machmir, and it's a drabbanon.
If there's more rove, so you still need rove.
If it's rove, the mechaber's case, you have rove, right?
Right, that's what I'm saying.
You have rove.
That provides it.
Noi d'shei rove heter is mutter. Vim loy noi d'shei rove adim. So if you have that drabbanon, what's the case? And everybody maybe the cooler. Oh, that's what it would seem like.
The idea of Hesed Merubah is a strange idea. But yesterday for lunch we had a lawyer for
You had
Merubah.
Everybody said
you had a lawyer for lunch. You had a lawyer for lunch. Nice. I had fish, but okay. Nice.
He's making over $300,000 a year, and he was complaining about something where, if I was complaining about it, it would be have some ruin. Everyone feels it's a have some ruin.
Very good.
Was your wife's cooking? I hope you didn't complain.
No. You mean he was complaining about a monetary thing? Okay.
Do it myself.
Interesting. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so complaining, that's because he was just kvetching about it. But the way you would test if this something is called a hefsa merubah, right, is that if a person would lose that amount of money, right, how long would it be on his mind for? Yeah? So this guy who's, you say, makes $300,000 a year, right, if he would lose, he had a $100 bin in his pocket, and he lost it, right? He would be upset, he lost it, he would come home, he would tell his wife he lost it, but then he goes on and he starts to playing golf in the afternoon, yeah, or he goes to work. Is it really on his mind anymore? Forgot about it, right? Forgot about it. You would look. Oh, so very good. So you would look for your money, right? So someone who indeed would be on his mind all the time, and he would look for his money. But if it would be a dollar that you lost, you had a dollar bill going to shul, and then you lost it. You also wouldn't look at it. So the dollar bill is not have some room. For the $100, it is. And for that person, you raise the. It's relative. That's what we're saying. It's really subjective to each person.
The
person. Do you want like that? If you need the pace, you can decide that. Yeah. Okay. So if you'll take a look at Shach Sivkot and Zayin. Here in Siv Bay, Shach Sivkot and Zayin. Is it?
Yeah.
Avlum Nisar Bishayne Minoi. Kosim b'teres chatos, klal pehei din, yud gimel b'shem yisav heder, klal amin zayin, da'afilo nofal, cholov lebosar oif, shehu midrabonon, afilo hachi, dim nishbach, it's osir. Yeah? Shach, sukon zayin, tzadichas.
I don't know what happened to
that. Okay, so listen closely. It says the Teres Chatas, the Ramah. Right, that was the earlier sefer of the Ramah, the Teres Chatas. Tafilam nafal cholav lebasarayif. Even if milk fell into chicken, let's say you have chicken soup, yeah, and milk fell into it. Shehu drabanan. That's all according to all paiskim. It's only drabanan. Avilu hachim nishbach. If this case, you already dealt out some of the chicken soup, right? You had a chicken soup, was cooking for Shabbos, and then some milk fell in, unbeknownst to you, and then you served some of the family ice to eat chicken soup before Shabbos, so you served a couple of bowls, and now you realize that this thing that you had poured in a drop of it was not, you thought it was, maybe it was olive oils, you wanted to put a little bit, it was really milk. And now you can't determine whether there was shishim.
I mean, you wouldn't say there's a proportionality going on here?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, that's where you're going.
So therefore, there's no problem.
What do you mean?
if I pour in a assuming when the milk, because it's lach,
yeah,
it's dispersed throughout the chicken,
throughout the whole chicken soup, for sure,
then whatever proportion of chicken, I could pour out half of it, I'd still have half as much chicken soup and half as much of the chalav, and I either have shishim or I don't. It doesn't matter whether you're nishpa.
When you take it out, this
unless you want it, unless no, you assume it was dispersed evenly.
No, you could say dispersed evenly. Certainly, you could say dispersed. But I don't know. I don't know how much soup there was originally, if there was shishim.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't make any difference. You take it out, you take it out.
It doesn't matter in theory, but it matters in how you're going to calculate. Meaning, let's just say half of it spills out. So you're assuming half of it spills out. If you know that half of it spills out, that's not this case. Some spilled out.
I mean, I know the measure of, I know the measure of chalav that fell in.
Chalav, you know how much chalav. You know how much chalav fell in. But now, if you know exactly, let's see, I took out two bowlfuls of that adds up to 10 ounces. Oh, so then 10 ounces and then just add that to the soup. That's true. But I don't know. Based on how much I took out, I don't know how much I had originally. Yeah. So if I don't know how much originally was there, I can't determine it. So can I say there's probably shishim because it's safed rabbanu lekula? So we would have said safed rabbanu lekula. The Torah had to say of yochim nishbach oser hoil v'tam ki ikka deiraisa because tam ki ikka, if there was tam of cholov, tam kikas deiraisa v'chein posak b'simonov. We also pass things like that. V'hu tamua, says the Shach. How could that be? V'mi kol mokam hafilu ikar basa b'cholav ikar basa b'cholav the Iker basar b'cholav the oif gufei enel rabbanon. The whole concept of basar b'cholav when you're dealing with chicken is only in rabbanon. V'mkein avesveika the rabbanon u'dekula. So the Shach doesn't understand. How can you be machmir in that case? That's a regular case of the rabbanon. V'ochimu galahed yimash hevi arashba v'aranu shapayiskim araya le'isr shulafaneinu. If you have an isr in front of you, the yeshul amid al shiurei, and you can't determine how much was there, like our case, they say the ain't ten lahakel. They pass and you can't be makel. They want to bring a raya mikchal from the case of kachal from the other the isurei derabbanon, the cholav shchuto derabbanon. Why? Because cholav is only osur mitam basar b'cholav if it was milked from a cow while it was still alive. But once the cow is dead, and therefore what you're taking out is the cholav from the inside of the udder, but it's a dead cow, so cholav shchuta, that's only midrabanan. Ayin shav v'dayvah, z'chum t'chaz, v'chein l'kamon, simen kufir alvarim, bein b'issa d'rabanan, bein b'shir d'rabanan, yitain l'mahakim. So, certainly, every d'rabanan and ishir d'rabanan, you would be able to be meiko. So that's the Teres Chattas in the name of this of a heter, that you have to be Machmir. And the Shach says, I don't understand why you should be Machmir. Then the Shach says, then he says, really, I disagree with your whole source. Not only do I disagree with the din, I disagree that you have a source for the din. You're quoting an Issa V'Heter, I'm telling you, the Issa V'Heter never meant to say that. If the water fell out after the Issa fell in. Like our case, you don't know if originally it had shishim. Cause of bismak, shenoygin kerabenu tam. We pass the rabenu tam. The tam kikers deiraisa. V'don in bisveika lachumra. Therefore, you have to go and suffer case lachumra. Adkan says this of a heder va'afilu nafal cholov l'tavshil shel baser oif de'ain chilik. Now, what does that mean? Efilu nafal cholov l'tavshil shel baser oif. Even if cholov would fall to a kedera part of chicken, ain chilik. So v'ratz aloyma the ain chilik the ozel l'taimei, because he goes according to his sheet the shekazim is klamend involved the baser oif cholov have a deiraisa. The ain chilik because I hold said this of a heter says that baser oif b'cholov is deiraisa. The ain chilik be baser oif l'behema b'chol mili ad kan l'shayne. Chen kaz b'kam aduchti. Avolamai de kaimul umbration me pezayin de baser oif b'chol of derabbanon. we paskin that chicken and milk is only rabbanan. Pshita the toilan kalahokal is eborer. Says the Shach, according to the way we paskin, not like this event, we say the chicken and milk is only rabbanan, this should be a regular case of the rabbanan. So that is the Shach. Yeah? So again, the Shach quotes the Teres Chatas, quoting Yisav HaHeter, that says you have to be machmir on chicken and milk. Why? Because Tam Kikah Deraisa. The Shach says Tam Kikah Deraisa is on an Issa Deraisa, but an Issa Derabbanan you can't get better than in the Derabbanan. That's what he says. Now really, the Taz disagrees with this Shach, he agrees with the Ramah. Let's go to the Taz. It's a cotton hay in the Taz. About three quarters of the way into the Taz. Middle it says v'kosev v'teres chatas. Yeah, really towards the end. About three quarters of the way in. He says, because of B'teres Chat, this is Taz of Kotten Hay.
How do you track it down?
Are you Taz of Kotten Hay?
The Kotten B'teres
Chat. Kotten B'teres Chat. Yeah. Very good. Because of a teres chatas, klal pehe b'shem yisav heder, da filum nafal cholov lebaser aishu n'rabbanon v'nishpach aser hoyel v'tam kik deraisa. The exact same quote that the Shach did. Ulocheretim one ma'id like the Shach has devarav. The mama anisha tam ki ikur. It's very nice tam kik is deraisa, but afilum ikur be'en. Even if you would have the actual item, not just the taste of the item, even if you have the actual item there, we have elas n'rabbanon. L'vimashotev v'zachshu v'debaser oiv b'cholov is n'rabbanon. Tam kikah would be if a piece of chicken falls into a pot of boiling milk and you pull it out, you say, well, the tam of the chicken in there. Says the Taz, what do you mean? Even if the chicken would still be in there, it's only the Rabbanan. Right? Because we pass in Basra, Bechalav is the Rabbanan. Uva emas lekasi bisved bisev shu the Rabbanan. He never said it's the Rabbanan. Kumay shayed the Teres Chadash Mishoy. Nimtze shu kasev zelamandas vila basra if it's the Raisa, which is he himself. Akein kasev ubeid yisim klal mem. He says the exact same thing as the Taz. Mikol Mokon, however, now he veers off of the Shach. Right? He says the same argument, the same kasha as the Shach. Mikol Mokon, ein mizet fisa al Ramah. You can't have a tain on the Ramah. This is, you can't grab the Ramah because it is she'evshe she'benusach shaloi b'isav ha'heter ho'yukosav kain. Maybe that's how he had the version of this v'heter, like it says in the Tshuvas Ramah b'sayvin yukosav b'midi achrina she'benusach shaloi b'isvetek sabiyat ho'yukosav k'meshun d'vasim. Fine. Ela she'tzorachin b'mash yukosav ho'yel v'tam k'ikid deraisa. Even if you want to say he had a different version of this v'heter, but how could the Tereschata say since this is deraisa, since Tam Kikah deraisa, this case is never deraisa? Then b'zeh klum. Ela nira, however, the Shapik Ramah. The Ramah is correct. The kima de matzina bebasir becholov. Or they some sefer wants to change these words. The kima de matzina bebasir oif becholov. Okay, by chicken and milk, sha'asu chachamim chizik ledivrayim kishel teira mamish, we find that chicken has many resembling halachas, chicken and milk, to meat and milk. For example, kugayin, linyan achilas givina achabasar, kumashkaz avreishim in peites sifala. When we say you have to wait 6 hours after meat, is it only after meat? What if you eat chicken? Do you also have to wait 6 hours? Aye, what do you mean? That seems to be a derabbanan on derabbanan, right? Even if we eat it together, it's only a derabbanan. Now you tell me you have to wait 6 hours? Why? Teretz is, because since chicken resembles very much meat, that was the whole purpose of Xer in the first place, therefore they said all the halachas of basar b'cholov apply to basar oif b'cholov, or at many halachas. The chemis of beis we had over there also, so liyesh machmir shev ramah v'chein reish simin peches linyan la'alois al ha'shulchan. You can't put meat and two people can't eat at the same table, or even one person, we spoke out, meat and milk. Same thing, you can't have two people eating chicken and milk at the same table. And we don't say it's two gzeiros. It's all one gzeira. Every time they made a gzeira on oif, they extended all of it to chicken just as meat. Al kain gan bezeray lahachmir ba'oiv gzeira otu nishpach b'basar behemo. Now she'engim b'min b'minoi v'nishpach. In a case we have actual issa deraisa, but since it's min b'minoi and spilled out the ancient gzeira otu issa deraisa, al kain az linisham la'okil b'yesh roiv leheter.
Why did they simply say that
Sarah
is four
butler?
The Torah,
how much
the
base is
there?
Use
that.
By the
slav.
I hear. Yeah, someone wrote that raya taka. That you see, it's called basar. Yeah, it's not the reason the Rambam passes why we're machmir on basar oif.
Well,
he says because
specifically,
yeah. No, but we see gedi lav davka, right? That's the Rambam saying. Since that it needs to give chalav, you mean?
Yeah, it has to be chalav ima in order to be in that thing. That's for sure. Otherwise, it can't be. I get that. But it can't be tavash gedi chalav ima.
Yeah, but what? But we say it's lav davka, right? It's lav davka chalav ima, and it's lav davka gedi.
It's ima mamish, but it has to be something that's liable to chalav ima.
The whole thing.
Otherwise, the rye would be really good.
No, but you see some rishonim, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And is this vehet? I mean, you have a sheet in the Gemara like that. That's basarif is deraisa, but this vehet holds is deraisa. Yeah. So here we have another machlokes, the Shach and the Taz. Again, it's really a Rambam. The Rambam according to this vehetter. The only question is, did the Rambam have a mistaken version of this vehetter? And the Shach says, indeed he did. And the Shach says, therefore, that would only apply according to this vehetter Shita. We pass in Basarayv Becholav is the Rabbanon, therefore you can be Mekel. The Taz says that we find many times, even Basarayv Becholav, we are Machmir. And therefore he says, that's why this case also, we would be Machmir.
Says Tanki Gedaraisa that it can't be that the should have been the sorry, but it can't be that the Rambam is saying that since Tanki Iker is the Raisa.
Yeah, not here, meaning in general.
It is a principle is not liable for bidding. So if you're dealing with Darabanan, right, still you can't be Mabato Tan. I'm saying that is a Gedaraisa principle.
No, but then you'd be saying like this. You'd be saying that every case of emin be'en eminoi, right? Even on a drabbanan issa, you say you'd be machmir, right? Oh, but then you'd be even more machmir, right? You don't say baichal, because then you'd be more machmir in teres chadis. So that's why the Taz makes sense that the Rambam was only saying be machmir by basarif. Okay, one other thing we have here in Siv Beis is something that's extremely relevant for all cases of Taruvis and a difficult Ramah to understand. The Ramah here in Siv Beis, the Ramah says, right in the middle of the Mechaber in Siv Beis, he says, we have a chilek between mim b'mini and mim ein b'minoi. Says Rambam, linyan mim b'minoi as lin and basar shma. How do you determine what's considered the same min? Says the Rambam, basar shma. That's all. You see what you call it. So if you call this chicken, it's chicken. If you call it meat, it's meat. You go after the name. Imushave have mim b'minoi. If it has the same name, then it's kizimimine. Avaloy yazlin and basar taima im hushava oiloy. You don't go after the taste.
So chicken falls into basar, it's not.
That's mimishaina mina. Yeah, why? Because that's meat and that's chicken. Yeah. It happens to be they probably have a different taste also.
Even though right? We want to classify them as.
Basa.
As far as that, right.
Mimino, we're going to say they're different.
For Mimino, yeah. 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 So the Shach asks, what I would say, the obvious kasha, this is the Shach back in Sivkot and Vav. And that's why we did this out of order, because really the Shach starts off talking about the Rambam. Shach, Sivkot and Vav, you have that?
Yeah, the Imnathar Min Mimino.
This guy in the Shulchan Aruch, Hatam, the reason why this is, there's a difference in Mimimini and not, because the Rabbeinu Tam, Chol HaPais Kamem de Bishitosi, the Kaim La Tam Kekir Asim de Raisa, Min Bishayin Eminoi. If you have Tam, then it's the Raisa. The Kim Shanoisina Isser Tam Beheter, if the Isser gives taste into the Heter, Nepach HaHeter Liyais Kulei Isser, V'Osir Kulei Midei Raisa. That's the Lomdus here, that's how this works, that the Isser gives Tam to the Heter, the whole Heter turns into Isser. Rabbi Kibeg is bothered by this, with this idea, what do you need that for? Even if you just have taste, even if you don't say this lumdus that actually turns into Isser. We spoke this out last week with the Dinah Salek, and that was, they said that's what the pshat in the Bach was. The Bach, the reason why they said min b'mina and ein b'mina works is because they really what happens is the min of Heter turns the min of Isser into Heter. Now all I have is Heter, so it's Heter going into the ein b'mina of Heter. That's how they understood it. But here, the other way around, and it's time of Isser, even if you don't say Nepach HaHetel Yais Isser, it would still be Isser. But that's what the Shach says. The Chacham always required Samach even by Bitl Broiv because of Otu. And the Hilko Kivin Shanoida Sheirubai, once I know there was Roiv, Heter, Velin Estapek, my only suffix is Elem Yesham Samachim Lab, Shahavale Sveikid Rabbonon Ulakula. Even if I knew there was Rav, fine. So he just, this is, we had spoken this out several times already, right? If you're dealing with the Tam, it's Tam is Deraisa. We're dealing with just the Isser of Mimimina, it's Rabbana. So now he says, of Yais Kain, and based on this, Timahani Amasha Kosavarav. So based on this understanding in the Shulchan Aruch, I don't understand what the Ramah is saying. The Rav is always the Ramah. Ulainyan min bimina as linubasa shma, the Ramah says you go after the name of what this item is and not the taste. The Daitai, according to his opinion, im who shove bishma, they have the same name, Afagav the Loy Shava Bataima, Havalimimimino, Vasar only Midrabonon. Vim Aino Shava Bishma, they have a different name, Avagav the Shava Bataima, even they both have the same taste, right? Havalimimishainimino.
What are you saying? If lamb fell into beef,
right?
That's when it is.
It would seem from the Ramah that since that's called lamb and this is called beef, even though the tastes are so similar that you wouldn't be able to really distinguish, that'll be Mimshani Minai. As opposed to what? As opposed to two things which they have the same name, right? Let's say apples. Right, you cooked up apples and some things. Even though some of the apples, let's say, were tevel, yeah, they didn't take a meiser from them, and the two of them mixed. Even though they have the same, in this case, same taste, right?
Same name.
The other way. They're both called apples. Even though they would be actually different apples, the taste would be different. Nope, they have the same name. Therefore, it's min b'minoi. That's what Ramah seems to be saying. So the Shach says, The whole point is that it gives Tam. It's just the opposite. The hakor lozlin baser taima. Everything should be determined based on taste. If it doesn't have the same taste, even of the same name, and therefore you have to be machmir when it's nishbach. And therefore be a nishbach case, you go lekula. So then the Shach, the rest of the Shach says that I would agree with the Ramah that in cases where the bittul is not based on shishim, where the bittul is based on a larger number, let's say 100 or 200, let's say by truma or by erla, that's a different way of determining how much you need to be mevatel something. So that you could say, since that's a number given not based on taste, so you could say mimimina is based on the name. But if it's a mimimina based on taste, who cares what it's called? If it has the same taste, then it's mimimina. If it doesn't have the same taste, it shouldn't be mimimina. So the Taz wrote, after his pirush of the Taz, which he printed, he wrote a kudris achrein. It's sort of like, what do you call it? An addendum? An addendum to his sefer, which didn't get printed in the regular Taz, because it was already printed. But he wrote sort of the last word, the final word. And on this kasha that is asked of the Ramah, he has the teretz. He says, basically what the Ramah means is Lematsinu beisurim beis dvarim shielam beis taimim hafchayim v'shem echad. He says, it's true, the Ramah says you go after the name of the item. But he says, if the two items have the same name, then you could be rest assured that they probably taste the same. Because you're not going to have two things which have such drastically different tastes, and yet they're called the same thing.
Which is true by the apples, except you put a specifier.
Why? Because you would call this
delicious apple. You add something. Apple is understood. It's a broad name.
Right. Which means to say that now, which means you would have to say mimimina if you would have, let's say, golden delicious apples, and you would have what else do you call them?
Granny Smith.
Granny Smith apples, right? those two apples, so even the Ramah would say, oh, you call it a different name. Meaning, why did you give it a different name? It says the Taz here, because indeed it has a different taste. So that's what the Ramah was saying, is you could just base it on the name. Even though the Ramah says... even though the Ramah really says... you don't go if it has the same taste. It sounds like even if it tastes different. But says the Shach, says the Tazi rather, that the reason why the Ramah said the name is because once you have determined that the name is the same, they probably taste the same. If the name is different, it's different. The Shach also wrote a daf achrein. He also wrote an addendum. And his final word came after the Taz's final word, because he lived after the Taz. So, if you really want the final word, so you wait till the person died and then you write it. So
we just had the Taz quoting the Shach. They must have never left.
Yeah, they were alive at the same time, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
So part
but,
of it,
but the Shach was much younger, yeah. So the Shach says on that, in what the Taz says, yeah. Gam Masha Omar, the Bahamas Loy Masinu be Surim Dvarim that will have the same taste. They'll have a very different taste and the same name. Loyodati Mihu Hanovi Shehigid Loyze. Who told them that? Adarabba, Hari Anurayim Bechush Harbe Minim, Sheyeshlam Shem Echod. They both are called the same thing, but yet, Meim Hofri Mamish. What's his example? Kigoin Tapuchim. Apples. Yesh mehem mesukim kidvash. There are those who are as sweet as honey. V'yesh lehem barim ma'ayim. And you have those who are very bitter.
The question is, what's the definition?
V'chein shkeid. Oh, right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. So that could really be the difference. And as the Shach seems to be going much more of a categorical name. Apples are apples. The Ramah, you say apples are all considered mimimimimimim. And indeed, that's what we were saying before. Like maybe the Taz understood that you do break things down to a more specified name, and that's what the Ramah meant. As long as you have already a variation of a name, that probably already tastes the same. And the Rosh Hashulchan understood also goes with this Taz. If it has a variation of a name, they only taste different, right? Right. So that's how they sort of know. So then the Machlokes is really not as drastic as we think it is, and that's where the. The Rosh Hashulchan also goes with this understanding that it probably had if it has the same name, we could assume that it already has the same taste or a close enough taste that will be mimiminoi. And if it has a different name, that's because it's been determined that it has a different taste. Okay, so we finished Siv Beis. We'll hold it here. Mitzvah Shem, next week we'll do Siv Gimel. Siv Gimel is a very interesting, even though it's a hemshich, it's a continuation to Siv Beis, but Siv Gimel, like many things in Yerideya, has great ramifications to many other halachas. Not only Taruvis, but many other halachas in Yerideya. Hilchas Nidah's Negiah from here, and Hilchas Treva's Negiah to here. And a Klaliistic, right? What's considered Sevdarabbanan? As a great ramification. So we'll be Mitzvah Shem. See you the next week.